Ladies and gentlemen, the President, I am very much thankful to you that you are eager to hear about what Krishna wants to speak. Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnuswami, Nimbarka, and latest Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and before that, other acharyas like Vyasadev, Narad, Asita, Devala, and before that, the original acharya, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, everyone accepted Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. We are searching after whether there is God or there is no God. If there is God, what is the nature? What is the form? Whether he is person or in-person, there are so many questions, and to solve all these questions, the God himself descends and speaks about himself, and that speaking is this Bhagavad Gita. God is speaking about himself personally, personally present, so you can know him, you can see him, what he is, what is his function. Just to mitigate all our doubts, God is present here. And Krishna says, in the beginning of the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, how you can understand God without any doubt and incomplete. That is spoken by God Himself. Maya sakta mana prartha jugam jinjan madasre asangsayam samagrama jatha gyasasi tachino. My dear Partha Arjuna, in order to know me, God, asangsayam, without any doubt, and samagram, mean incompleteness. As you can know me, I am personally speaking to you. That means, if you want to know God, you can know him when he explains himself. Otherwise, you cannot speculate. God is unlimited and your speculative power is limited. So you cannot understand God without the mercy of God. That is the verdict of the Vedic literature. It is very easy to understand. Suppose here is a big man, rich man, learned man. You want to know about him. So you cannot understand him by speculation. He may be of this standard, he may be like this, he may have so much money. You suggest, another friend suggests. In this way, the study of the particular man is not complete. But if the same person kindly speaks and explains about himself, that, sir, I am like this. My position is like this. I have got so much bank balance. That is the way. This is the way of understanding. It is called descending process. And there is another process which is called ascending process. In Sanskrit it is called Arohopantha, Avarohopantha. Arohopantha you want to go to know about the sun planet or any other, just like they are trying. They are trying to go there, Mars planet, moon planet, by rising on the sky, by their aeroplanes, Sputniks. But they have not been able to understand what is the position of these planets. This is called Arohopantha. But if somebody comes from the planet and explains everything, then you know it very easily. Similarly, God has come to explain Himself. You'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, this Bhagavad Gita is recorded in the greater Indian history, Mahabharata. Mahabharata means greater India or greater Bharat. Greater Bharat means the whole planet was formerly Bharatvarsha. Now it is cut into pieces. Recently we have got experience that Pakistan was also India. Now it is cut out. Similarly, this Bharat, Bharat means, Bharatvarsha means the Sapta Samudra, Sapta Deepa. The Sapta Deepa still accepted the North America, South America, Asia, Africa, Australia, in this way. There are Sapta Deepa islands. So that is Bharat. Now it is cut off under different circumstances, and the capital was this New Delhi or Hastinapur, and the kings, emperors were the Pandavas family. So this is the history of greater India. That is called Mahabharata. So Mahabharata, in the Mahabharata, this Bhagavad Gita is set up, and the writer of Mahabharata is Vyasadeva himself, and therefore the recorder of the speech what Krishna said in the battlefield of Kurukshetra is also Vyasadeva. So Vyasadeva, you will find in the Bhagavad Gita, he says everywhere, Bhagavan Uvacha. He never says that I am writing. He says Bhagavan Uvacha. That you will mark. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita. Then you will understand Bhagavan without any doubt and incompleteness. Asang sang samakrangvam yathagyasasi tachinu. It is very easy. If you simply concentrate your mind on Krishna, samai mana Krishna padaravinda, as Maharaj Ambarish did, and many other great personalities did it, Arjun did, now we are concerned with Arjun, and Krishna. Krishna is speaking, and Arjuna is hearing. So, what is the situation? The situation is that the Kurus and the Pandavas assembled together on the great battlefield. It is not battlefield, Kurukshetra, it is Dharmakshetra. Dharmukhetre Kurukhetre Samaveda Jujutsava Mamaka Pandavasyaiva Kim Akurvata Sanjaya. This is the question by Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was the father of the Kurus, and the Pandavas were the five brothers, the sons of the younger brother of Dhritarashtra, Maharaj Pandu. Dhritarashtra was blind, born blind. Actually, he was to inherit the eldest son of the family, but on account of his blindness, the throne was given to his younger brother, Pandu. So, the sons of Pandu is known as Pandavas, and the sons of Dhritarashtra are known as Kurus or Dhritarashtra. So, after all politics, it is always very intriguing in all times. So, Dhritarashtra was very sorry that he could not become the emperor, at least his son should be, because he was blind, that's all. But his sons are not blind. So naturally, father wants. So this is the whole history of Mahabharata, intriguing politics, and ultimately there was fight between the two parties, Kurus and the Pandavas, to decide by logic, by morality and other things, everything failed. Then there was declaration of war. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken in that war field. Krishna was engaged as the chariot driver of the chariot of Arjuna. And while the chariot was brought in the battlefield between the two groups of soldiers, Senaya Rubhayar Madhe Ratasthapaya Me Uchuda, Arjuna requested, my dear Krishna, Krishna was his friend, and Krishna was family-wise related, both with the Kurus and Pandavas. Krishna's father and the Pandavas' mother, they were real brother and sister. Since they were a family relationship, and Krishna therefore denied to take part in the actual fighting, the whole world was divided. Some of them joined this party, some of them joined that party. Just like it actually happens when there is big war, even nowadays, all the nations, they make a group. Some of them form one group, another. Some of them they form another group. It's exactly the same thing was done. Now, Krishna was the charioteer, but when the chariot was brought in front of the two soldiers' party, Arjuna became a little bit disturbed that I have to fight on the other side. They are my brothers, they are my nephews, they are my gurus, Dronacharya, and then my grandfather, Bhishma Dev. So what kind of fight this is? That I have to fight with my friends and relatives and family members? So he hesitated. Krishna, what kind of fight this is? They are not my enemies, they are all family members. So I am not interested in this fight. So he practically decided not to fight. And Krishna said that, what is this nonsense? You are a military man and you have come to fight here, and you are my friend and my relative also, and if you decide not to fight, what people will say? This is the beginning. Then, after some arguments, Arjun thought it wise that actually I am a military man and I have come to fight, the decision that we shall fight. Now, what I am trying to do to avoid this fighting, actually it is not my business. I am deviating from my duty. Therefore, find out this Karpanya dosa, find out.
Karpanya dosa pahatas papavak pichcha vitvan dharma sangmu bhajita yatshe yapsyan nishchitan bruhitan me shishyaste hang shadhiman kvang prapandam.
Translation.
Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple, and the soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me.
Yes. So Arjuna understood his weakness, his weak point. Therefore, he said to Krishna that Karpanya dosa apahata svabhava. Karpanya, this word comes from kripan. Kripan. Kripan, this word is known practically everyone. Kripanata means miser. A person who has got enough resources, but if he does not use it properly, he is called a kripon, miser. And the opposite word of kripon is udar or liberal. So there are two words, kripana. So Arjuna said, Karpanya dosa. I know I can fight, I am quite competent military person, but I am not using my resources. Therefore, it is katpanna dosham, apahata svabhava. Svabhava means naturally a military man, a kshatriya, is very bold enough to fight. That is one of the qualifications of a military man. Juddhe cha palayanam. Shaurya bija teja. Juddhe cha palayanam. These are the symptoms of kshatriya. You never go away from fighting. When there is challenge, fighting, a kshatriya will never deny. Juddhe cha palayanam. So when kshatriya, especially a kshatriya like Arjuna, he is the best military man of that age, and he was denying to fight. So he could understand his weakness. He said, katpanna dosha apahata svabhava. Naturally I should fight, but on account of my crippled decision or miserly decision, I am perplexed. So Krishna, he knew Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, I am surrendering unto you. What is that? Last two lines.
Shishyasteham shadhiman.
Shishyasteham aham te shishya. I just become your disciple, and you just educate me. Please enlighten me. This is the position. Before that, Krishna and Arjuna, they were talking like friends. Friends means argument. We can go on arguing for days together, but there is no decision. That is friendly talk. But when there is talk between a master and disciple, there is no question of arguing. The disciple has to accept what is ordered by the master. So Krishna is accepted guru or the spiritual master, and Arjuna says, Shishyasteham sadhimaṁ prapannam. Prapannam means that I am surrendered to you. I don't think myself on the equal level with you. The spiritual master and the disciple, they cannot be on the equal level. Therefore, a spiritual master is called guru. Guru means heavy. Just like in the scale, we put something this side, something that side. The thing which is weighty, that goes down. Similarly, guru is supposed to be weighty than the shishya. So Krishna begins to speak when he is accepted as guru. Otherwise, he does not speak. Now our subject matter is, let Krishna speak for himself. So we have to accept Krishna as the supreme authority, then his speaking will be useful for us. Otherwise, if we think that Krishna is on the equal level, he is also a historical personality, and his education and my education equal, and so on, so on. So long we think like that, then we cannot hear or understand Krishna. But if we take the position of Arjuna, Shishyasteham sadhimaṁ prapannam, then Krishna will speak to the disciple like Arjuna, and everything will be clear. So the point is Bhagavad Gita is well known all over the world. Not now, because we are preaching Bhagavad Gita through this Krishna consciousness movement, and millions of people are interested. We have got so many books. The calculation is already submitted. They are accepting this Krishna consciousness movement through literature, and big, big scholars, professors, librarian, they are purchasing our books very nicely. The total collection daily is 5 to 6 lakhs of rupees. So now this Krishna movement is being appreciated all over the world. Unfortunately, although Bhagavad Gita is spoken in this land of Bharatvarsha, near your Chandigarh, the Kurukshetra, we do not allow Krishna to speak. This is our misfortune. Krishna spoke these words of Bhagavad Gita. Many scholars, many so-called saintly persons, they have misinterpreted the words of Bhagavad Gita. They did not allow to speak Krishna. They wanted to speak on behalf of Krishna. Not on behalf of Krishna, I am sorry. They wanted to speak about themselves. If one speaks on behalf of Krishna, he is guru. But if one manufactures some idea from the words of Krishna by misinterpretation and does not allow Krishna to speak, it is a great dangerous position. That has become actually the fact in India. Otherwise, such a big culture, complete culture, from the Bhagavad Gita, any question you can raise, the answer is there. Political, social, religious, philosophical, cultural, anyway, you study Bhagavad Gita, the complete answer is there. Therefore, our request is that let Krishna speak for himself. Don't try to misinterpret the words of Krishna or the words in the Bhagavad Gita. That will spoil it. Just like in the beginning, it is said, dharma khetre kuru khetre samavita judusava mamaka pandavasthaiva kim akurvata sandaya. Now, this Kurukshetra, everyone knows, there is a place, Kurukshetra, from time immemorial, in the Vedic literature, it is mentioned about Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is dharma mahachare. Go to Kurukshetra and perform ritualistic ceremonies there. So it is dharma khetra. So how you can interpret Kurukshetra as the body? What is the dictionary? And what is the necessity of interpreting like that? There is no necessity. Interpretation is required when the meaning is not clear. But if the meaning is clear, why should you interpret it? Unnecessarily. That is malinterpretation. And that is going on. Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But somebody says he is fictitious. There was no fight like Kurukshetra. There is no such person as Krishna. And Krishna is a person from the black aborigines. So on, so on. So many interpretations. Then what is the benefit? The benefit is that we have lost our Vedic culture. This is the benefit. Therefore, our request is this Krishna consciousness movement is specially meant for this purpose, that do not try to be overlord of Krishna. Don't speak anything manufactured by you on the plea of Krishna speaking. If you want to speak something, good or nonsense, you can speak. Everyone has got the freedom to speak about his philosophy, about his thesis. But why through Krishna? Why through Bhagavad Gita? This is our protest. Let Krishna speak himself as he is or as he wants. Why should you speak by malinterpretation? And that is the practice now, that everyone can interpret Bhagavad Gita as he likes. Then where is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? Can you interpret the law given by the government in your own way? That is not possible. Similarly, if Krishna is accepted, he is accepted actually. find out this verse. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Puri Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Tenth chapter.
Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adideva Majam Vibhum Ahastvang Rishayat Sadve Deva Shir Naradastata Asito Deva Logya Saksvayam Chaiva Bravishime.
So, yes,
Arjuna said, "You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original, and you are the unborn and all-pervading duty. All the great sages, such as Narada, Asita, Devala, and Vyasa, proclaim this of you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me."
So, the student of Bhagavad Gita, as Arjuna says, "Shishasteham Shalimang Prapannam," after hearing Bhagavad Gita in detail, he accepted Krishna as Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shastam Adyam. So one may say that this is a friendly talk. So Arjuna accepted Krishna as he described in the Bhagavad Gita, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as a friend he accepted. Because Krishna says, "Aham Madhidhi Divana, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvang Pravartate, Iti Matya Bhadante Mana Buddha Bhava Samarnika." So Arjuna accepted it. Yes, you are Parabrahma. Brahma and Parabrahma. We, all living entities, we are also Brahma. But we are not Parabrahma. Parabrahma is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadi Dadi Govinda. Sarvakarana Karana. Iti Changsakala Pungsa. Krishna Su Bhagavan Sam. These are the verdict of the Vedic literature. Here it is also repeated by Arjuna, that not that after hearing you, I accept you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead for a Brahma, but formally Asita, Narada, Vyasa, they also accepted it. The next verse.
Salvame tadratam manye yanmang vadasi keshava na hite bhagavan vyaktim vidur deva nadalava.
So, I accept all your instruction. What is it? Again, read it.
Sarvamehitam
nitangamanne. This is actually student of Bhagavad Gita. Not that the portion which I like, I accept, and the portion I do not like, I reject. This is nonsense. If you want to become the student of Bhagavad Gita, if you want to derive some benefit out of it, then you should be like Arjuna, like this. He said, Sarvamehitam Ritangamalle. Whatever you say, I accept it. Ritang means truth. Not that I am accepting, but previous to me, what is the next line? Sarvamehitam.
Yanman Vadasi Keshava.
Then?
Nahite Yavan Vyaktim Vidur Deva.
Because your personality cannot be understood even by the demigods, what to speak of ordinary human being. And Krishna has said that avajananti māgamūrha manusim tanuvāsita parangbhāma avajananta. The mūrha, those who deride at Krishna that he is an ordinary human being, such person is condemned herewith as mūrha. Mūrha means ass. Avajananti māgamūrha manusim tanumāsrita. Because he does not know parambhāvam, what is the background of Krishna. So similarly, there are many passages. Anyone who does not understand Krishna and is at the same time he declares himself as the student of Bhagavad Gita, as a scholar of Bhagavad Gita, then he is misleading himself and misleading his followers. That is the verdict of Bhagavad Gita and everyone. Bhagavad Gita has to be understood. In the fourth chapter we find out that imaṁ vivasati yugaṁ praktavāna hamabhyam vivasāna manavipraahu vanu ikkhāta vibravi evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rājasayo vidhi. This is parampara. The truth of Bhagavad Gita was first spoken to the sun god, and he spoke to his son, to Manu, Vaivasvata Mano, and Vaivasvata Mano spoke to his son, Ikkhaku, and Krishna said, evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rājarśayo rājarśa. This philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, it is meant for the rājarśi, not for the lower class. Rājarśi, king at the same time, saintly person. Imaṁ rājarśayo bhiru. Krishna does not say that ordinary scholar or so-called philosopher can understand. Only the rājarśi have been. So Arjuna is one of the rājarśi. So he understood Krishna. He says, parabrahma parangdhāma. So we have to accept this parampara system. If we take Bhagavad Gita seriously, then we should follow the footprints of Arjuna as he understood. He accepted Krishna as the parabrahma. So, what is spoken by Parabrahma, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Person, how we can interpret his words and squeeze out some meaning and mislead myself and mislead others? This is not good. This Krishna Consciousness Movement is trying to rectify this mistake. Bhagavad Gita is the most authorized scripture in the Vedic literature. Vedic literature means it is not spoken by any ordinary human being. Apaurasya means this literature, Vedic literature, is spoken directly by the Supreme Person or Lord. So it was instructed through Brahma, Lord Brahma. Tini Brahmarida Adikavai Janmadasya Jata Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. These are the Vedanta philosophies. Beginning, the Vedanta philosophy begins with the word Athata Brahma Jigyasa. This human form of life is meant for inquiring about Brahma. The human life is not meant for any other purpose. That is the distinction between a dog's life and a human being's life. A dog cannot inquire about Brahma. That is not possible. But a human being can inquire about Brahma. Therefore, this life is meant for Brahma Jigyasa, about Brahma. So, if we accept these aphorisms of the Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta Sutra is supposed to be the most authorized, the summary, the cream of all the Vedas. So Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa sarvai ahameva vedyam. Vedanta vid, Vedanta kitcha aham. So if we accept these words of Krishna, then we become actually Vedanti. Without understanding these things, as spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, is the summarized Vedanta, Advaitic philosophy, because in this age, Kali Yuga, we are not very advanced. About us, it is described in the Shastra, Munna Sumanna Matayo Munna Bhagga Upadhuta Prayana Alpa Ayusa Kalavasmin Jugejana. In this age, Kali Yuga, we are living not very long time. In Kali Yuga, the duration of life will be reduced so much gradually that if a person lives for 20 to 30 years, he will be considered a grand old man. That day is coming. Now we have got practical experience. Our grandfather, our father lived for so many years, but we are not living for so many years. Our sons will not live so many years. In this way, the duration of life, the memory, the mercifulness, the bodily strength, everything will be reduced. This is already foretold in the Shastras. So, therefore, in this age, we are all short-living, manna, very slow, or bad, and sumandhamato. Everyone has got an obnoxious opinion about philosophy, about the goal of life. Mandas mandamatoyo and mandabhagya. Unfortunate also. The description, if we try to describe, it will take long time. The shortcut description is there. Mandas mandamatoyo mandabhagya upadrita. At the same time, disturbed, always. This material world means always disturbed condition. But in this age, Kali Yuga, the disturbance is more and more. So under the circumstances, it is out of Krishna's kindness that making Arjuna as a target of his instruction, Bhagavad Gita, he has given us this valuable instruction. We should accept it as it is. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. Take Bhagavad Gita as it is, you will be benefited. And so far as Brahma Jigyasa, the Krishna begins with this aphorism of Brahma Jigyasa. When Arjuna submitted to Arjuna, Krishna, that I am your now disciple, there is no need of friendly talks. You can give me instruction seriously because I am surrendered to you. and you give me the real instruction. So the first instruction was as soon as Arjuna submitted, because unless you submit, it is useless to talk, because he will not hear. So therefore, to accept an authority is submission, first thing is. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Unless you submit, if you think yourself that you are a very big scholar, very learned scholar, and very good philosopher, you don't require any instruction from Guru, then there is no possibility. The first thing is Krishna instructs in the Bhagavad Gita, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. If you want to know the substance, then the first thing is that you must be submissive, pranipat, prakishta rupena nipat, you fall down. Therefore, the system is the disciple falls flat before the spiritual master. That is the etiquette, pranipatam. If you think that you know better than Krishna, or Krishna's representative, the Guru, there is no necessity of accepting Guru. Do not keep a Guru as a pet dog. No, you must be submissive. Tadviddhi panipatena paripasnena sevaya. This is one, that Krishna, that is the example given by Arjuna. Sishasyam sadhimang prapanna. This prapanna is required. So, when Arjuna submitted, then Krishna spoke. The first speaking was that asochānanu sūcastaṁ prajñāvādāṁ subhāsas gatāsun agatāsun ca nānu sūcanti pandita. Arjuna, you are talking with me, of course, you are my friend on equal level. You are talking just like a very learned man. You have read in the Bhagavad Gita, he submitted his proposition, how can I kill the other side? They are my brothers, and the brothers are dead. My sister-in-laws will be widow, and they will be polluted, and there will be Varnasankar. And so these things are facts. But Krishna says that you are simply taking calculation of the body. Body. You have no spiritual calculation. The life is meant for spiritual understanding. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. But you have no such understanding, you have no such knowledge, and still you are speaking. Asacchānanusūcastaṁ prakyāvādāṁ sabhāsa. You are talking like a very learned man. But you are, my dear friend, you are not learned. He said in a different way, agatāsum, gatāsum, agatāsum cha, nānu sochanti pandita. Because this body, you are thinking in terms of bodily relationship. But a pandit, a learned scholar, actually he is learned scholar, when he does not lament for this body, either alive or dead. This is the first instruction. This body is already dead. It is matter, dead matter. But you should try to understand the living spirit within this body. The next verse he says that dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumara jovanam jara tatha dehantara prapti dhirasatta namahiyati. This is knowledge, beginning of knowledge. Try to understand about the soul, the part of Parabrahma, the spark of Parabrahma, the spirit soul, that is within this body. So you are lamenting on this body, but you have no information of the active principle within the body. So, nānu sochanti pandita. So this is not the statement of a pandit. In other way, he, his friend, or a sister, that this kind of things never happens in the case of a Pandita. That means, my dear friend, you are a Pandita. You are not Pandita. One who does not know about the spirit soul, he is not a Pandita. Dhirastatta namayyati. This transmigration of the soul, just like you condoled one, Rotarian, who has died. But Krishna says, dhirastatta namayyati. Yes, he is not dead. He has transmigrated to another body. He is not dead. That is the na hannate hannamane sarire. This is the instruction of Krishna. That don't think that because the body is annihilated, therefore the person is annihilated. No. Na jayate va amriyate va kadachi. That soul never takes birth, never dies. Nitta sasatayam nahannati hannamane. This is the first instruction of Bhagavad Gita. There are so many students of Bhagavad Gita, but because they are not actually Pandita, they do not take account of the simple thing, how the soul transmigrates from one body to another. This is the position. Therefore, we should not continue to remain a Pandita. Nanu suchanti Pandita. And lament. So long we are not Pandita, our business is to lament and to hanker. We lament what is lost, and we hanker what is not in our position. This is material disease. So, when you understand that aham brahmasmi, that hint is given by Krishna, that asmin dehe dehina, the proprietor of the body is there, asmin dehe. An account of presence of the proprietor of the body is changing. Dehina asmin yatha dehi kaumara jovanam jara. The kaumara, the childhood, the boyhood, the youthhood, these changes of body is taking place on account of presence of the dehina. Where is this education all over the world? There is no such education. But there is knowledge. This is Bhagavad Gita. We don't take advantage of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, there is no such education, athāta brahma jigyāsa, or to understand Brahma. So, everything is very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita, and you have got a nice cloud. So I request you to discuss on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. Then it will be beneficial for your class. Because Chanakya Pandit, you have heard the name of Chanakya Pandit. In New Delhi, there is a Chanakya Puri. He was a great politician, very learned scholar, Brahmana, and great moralist also. And he has instructed about this Brahma knowledge in various ways. Our point is that we should not spoil this life. We should utilize every moment of our life very properly. This Chanakya Pandit I am referring, because he has given very good instruction how to utilize our life. He says, Aisha chanaye kopi nalabha sarna koti bhi sachet nathakang nita kanuha nistatudhika. We are calculating of loss and gain. Chanakya Pandit says that even one moment of our life, if it is lost, then you cannot get it back even by paying hundreds and thousands of dollars. One moment of this day, if it is lost, you cannot get it back by paying hundreds and thousands of dollars. So similar, so if the moments of your life is spent uselessly, then how much loss you are suffering, you just imagine. Therefore, our request is that we have got this valuable life, human form of life, bahu-sambhavante. After many, many births in the evolutionary process, now we should try to understand what is Brahma. Atata Brahma Jigyasa. Don't spoil it otherwise. And that's Brahma Jigyasa. And answer is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Bhagavad Gita instruction is given just to bring you back to Brahma consciousness or Krishna consciousness, not this bodily consciousness. Bodily consciousness is there in the dog, in the cat. So that is not very glorification. We should come to the Brahma consciousness, then Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, then you will be jubilant. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, Nasochati Nakankati, Samas Sarvesu Bhuteshu. And when you come to that platform of understanding Brahma, then there is question of Sama, Samata. Samas Sarvesu Bhuteshu. And on that stage, you can attain the Parabhakti or devotional life to the Supreme Personality of God. So that is our propaganda. And we are trying to bring people to that stage of parabhakti. That parabhakti is achievable by the simple method, as Krishna said, maya satta mana pratha yoga janjan madasraya asang sayang samagrangvang jathagat. Unless you understand Krishna, why should you surrender unto me? Prabhakti begins when you surrender. So that takes place from the darkness of bodily conception of life that is condemned in the basic literature. Saiva goka yasyatma buddhi kunape tithatute sadhik kalatra disubhomayujyadhi jatitha buddhi salile nakari saiva goka. If you keep ourselves on the bodily concept of life, and then we are defeated. This is the verdict of the Shastra. Parabhavastavat avodajat javanna jigyasata yamatmatattam. So long you are not inquisitive about your Brahma identification, aham Brahma as me, then whatever you are doing, that is defeat. That is not advancement. So, with these words, I shall request you that in your class you cultivate this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and utilize your time fully and just try to make your life successful. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.